We have been meditating for many weeks on the phrase, every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. And we would like to continue our meditation on the desire that all of us has to become better. I am reminded of Mae West, who received a response to one of her invitations. The man said, "Miss West, I have changed my mind." And she said, "Does it work better now?" The goal of our life is to realize that we are not satisfied with the dysfunctions that we have gotten so used to, and that we say, "I want to change my mind." This is at the center of repentance. Some people may think repentance is full of shame, full of sorrow or regret, which may be true, but the center of this is the desire for change motivated by a deep and abiding love for God, for my neighbor, and myself. I am not satisfied with dysfunction. I will not say to my neighbor, "Get used to me, this is how I am," because I believe in the amazing grace of my God to change me. And some people may say, "But it's so difficult." Well, C.S. Lewis wrote a little book called The Screwtape Letters, How to Train a Demon to Disillusion Christians and Lead Them Away from God. And this is the instruction that he gives. God is a hedonist at heart. He makes no secret of it. His right hands are pleasures forevermore. He's vulgar wormwood. He has a bourgeois mind. He has filled his world full of pleasures. There are things for humans to do all day long: sleeping, washing, eating, drinking, playing, praying, and working. Everything has to be twisted before it's of any use to us. The illusion is that God's way is difficult. It's hard. You're missing out. We play in the mud, living in the slums, because we cannot imagine ourselves living by the sea. We are too easily satisfied with the illusion that sin is sophisticated. We live in a culture that confuses intimacy with proximity, stimulation with satisfaction, and busyness with accomplishment. We think that simply by being in the whirlwind of life and moving, we will live a life full of happiness. Because evil is sneaky. And sometimes, because we have been hurt, we build the wall. So there are two things I want to say. Do you remember the Simon and Garfunkel song that ends, "I am a rock, I'm on an island, because a rock feels no pain and an island never cries"? Well, to love is to be vulnerable. Love anything, and your heart will be broken, wrung, possibly. But if you want to make sure of keeping it intact, then you have to refuse to love anything. Even a pet. Wrap your heart up carefully. Fill it with hobbies, little luxuries, entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket of your own selfishness. And then you will see that you will be safe, but your heart will change. It will not be broken, but it will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. So the risk necessary for love and the beauty necessary for growth is what is promised in the Christian virtuous life. And one other thing that is often twisted is people are very happy when they sin. I'm one of them. But sometimes we're very sad when we repent. It should be the opposite way. When you sin, knowing that something is wrong, and you do it anyway, it's like spiritual masochism, and you should be sad when that happens. But when you repent, when you come to the conclusion that my dysfunctional choices, which have ruined my life and taken away happiness from me, are coming to an end, and I'm drawing closer to Christ and to happiness, that is the moment when you should be happy. Lent is a time of change and happiness, because we are not punished because of our sins, we are punished by them. Get rid of that spiritual dyslexia that thinks repentance and church and God is sadness and drudgery, while sin is somehow the illusion of freedom. It's like a person falling out of a building and says, wow, this is great. It's going to be great until impact. And it will be. So, to conclude this, there is one other illusion that people think good and holy people know nothing about temptation, when it's actually the opposite way. There's a silly idea, says C.S. Lewis, that good people do not know what temptation means. This is an obvious lie. Only those who try to resist temptation know how strong it is. A person who gives in to temptation after 5 minutes simply does not know what it would have been like an hour later. That is why bad people, in one sense, know very little about badness. They have lived a sheltered life by always giving in. The longer we remain the same, the longer things remain the way they are. That is why we should pray to God and have courage, because to change in Christ means to get closer to happiness, to leave the dysfunctional things behind, and don't do it because it's sad. Do it because you love your God, you love your neighbor, and you love yourself. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.